following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
Just announced and happening right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 0% APR Ford credit financing for 72 months on brand new 2014 Ford Focus SE, Ford Fusion, and Ford Escape, Ford Expedition, and Ford Flex. That's right, 0% APR Ford credit financing for 72 months with approved Ford credit financing on these select models. Stop and see Crossroads Ford for complete details. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good Wednesday morning to you. Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langen with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As Doug's taking a little time off. Jim, how you doing?
Real good, Doug. Doug took, what did he take off for? Do you know what he did?
I think he's just lounging. I don't know if he's got anything specific going on. He's just lounging.
Good deal. He probably
and it's hard to tell the difference from what he usually does around here from lounging, but apparently there is a difference.
This is a good time of year for him to take off because this might be the only time he's not broadcasting something.
Yeah, you have a kind of a smaller window in there when you do what we do, obviously during the fall, spring, and much of the summer. I mean, it's just pretty full. And obviously, footballs are rolling up as everybody's in conditioning and all that sort of thing. And the boys of summer are still playing. Kearney Little League, probably the story of the day. They'll be playing at 2 o'clock today on ESPN2 as they've advanced into the semifinals by the skin of their teeth. They went 1-3. They lost to the two teams that are undefeated in the Midwest region, and so they've got a little bit of work ahead of them. And kind enough to join us to talk about today's game and about where they're at is the Little League head coach Bill Bonner. Bill, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Talk a little bit about the kids' reaction. Obviously, they wanted to win yesterday, and just if that would have happened, you would have known everything was okay. And otherwise, you got to kind of break out the calculator and figure out whether or not you guys are going to be okay. What was kind of their mood? What is their mood right now, knowing that they've advanced but only 1-3?
You know, I think I'm kind of surprised we were able to shake off the close loss yesterday pretty quickly. I found out almost immediately after the game was over, apparently ESPN had already announced it. I was kind of holding my breath until we had the manager's meeting shortly after the game to make it official. But there was a lot of energy in the team when waiting to have the four teams announce.
And obviously, all that really matters is that you kind of move the chains and you advance. So obviously, they're feeling pretty good. Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game. A tight one, goes extra innings. Huge game yesterday for Jackson Worley, both at the plate and also pitched a pretty good game as well.
Yep, Jackson had a great day yesterday. It was good to see he's struggled at the plate a little bit throughout the whole time. We worked with him a lot in the cage that morning on just just staying mentally focused. And I basically told him, hey, see the ball and swing the bat.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan here. Hey, you know, basically, you know, you have six teams, they're playing, they got to get into four spots. I mean, the goal was to get into these four spots. I mean, it'd been nice to go undefeated, but there's only one goal, and that was to make the Final Four. You know, you think you're playing the team that you'd like to play? I mean, this is the team that – you lost one team by 10 runs. This team, you lost two in extra innings. I mean, this, yep, is, but this has got to be a perfect matchup for you.
Yep, we're excited with the matchup. I think the team has a lot of confidence that we can go out and jump on top of this team. Might have been a little bit of different mentality if we were having to face Canyon Lake first round after the game we played against them in the first game. And so I think the team feels that we can definitely go out and win this ball game today.
Speak with Bill Bonner, the head coach of the Kearney Little League team, who will be playing New Hope, Plymouth, Minnesota today at 2 o'clock on ESPN2 in the semifinals of the Midwest Regional. Bill, you've been kind of talking all week that the offense just hasn't really got going. Do you really kind of feel like you guys are just due? I mean, everything's looking pretty good and you're just due, or are you now starting to be a little bit concerned about the amount of runs you guys have been able to score?
Yeah, I think every game we've loosened up a little bit more. I think we are due. We're starting to hit the balls, getting a little bit unlucky because we're having some balls hit right to people, but we're hitting it hard. I think if we just keep swinging the bats and putting the ball in play, we got to have some luck coming up for us.
How's your pitching situation right now? Are you happy with the way you got your pitchers lined up in case you could win this game and then move on?
Yep. Pitchers have stepped up. After that first game, we were a little bit concerned, but they've been able to bounce back, start throwing some good strikes. Seth Stroh will be on the mound for us today. We plan to use him up if we need to.
And obviously, you have to have a plan B because you have that limited pitch count a little bit. Who's going to be the first guy off the bench if Seth gets a little tired or just gets to his pitch count?
It'll probably either be Tyler Shermer will come in, or Lane Shires. The two that we can't throw today are Brant Grosskreutz and Jackson Worley, but the rest of the kids are all available.
Okay, and those were the two young men that threw for you yesterday, and that's one of the reasons they have to rest a little bit before you get back out there. This is a team that you know pretty well, Plymouth of the New Hope, Minnesota. You played them yesterday. You played them the very next day. What is it about them? Obviously, they were able to just kind of nip you a little bit at the wire. What do they do well, and what are you guys going to have to do well against them?
You know, they got about their first five batters swing the bat well. We've watched them throughout the week. They make good contact. The break hit on that team has a lot of power. So we'll definitely be selective in pitching around with him. But they're also very, very sound defensively. They throughout their district and state tournament, haven't allowed very many runs, but they also haven't put up very many.
What's the game plan today? Are you playing for the big inning? Are you guys going to just scratch out a run here or there, wherever you can get it? What is the plan of attack?
We're going to go hard from the very beginning. We're going to get the runs when we can get the runs, and we're going to go hard and be aggressive at the plate.
All right, Bill, best of luck to you today. Is there anything we've kind of left out there? Any last thoughts as you guys are getting all ready for, you know, this is going to be the biggest game that you probably ever coach?
Absolutely. Biggest game I've coached, biggest game the kids have been involved with. We're at the batting cages right now. Kids look loose, look relaxed. They know what's in line, and I think this is what we've worked hard for.
Well, Bill, hopefully something gets going here early so they can kind of build on a little bit of confidence as well. If you guys can score in the first few innings, may very well open the floodgates for you guys offensively.
Yep, absolutely. That's the plan.
All right, Bill, best of luck to you today. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for all the support.
All right, thank you. That's Bill Bonner, the head coach of the Kearney Little Leaguers, who will be taking on Plymouth, New Hope, Minnesota at 2 o'clock today. Again, that will be on ESPN2 as they'll be taking on a team from Minnesota. They went undefeated. The Minnesota team did. The South Dakota team went undefeated. And everybody else went 1-3 in the bracket playing each other. And by the skin of their teeth, the Kearney Little League gets in with run differential per innings played. So,
you know, when you, if you look at it, if you get it, said this South Dakota team just dominated this thing. They went 3-0. They did not play the other team, of course, you know, from Minnesota. So their bracket was set up really good for the Minnesota team. The South Dakota team, you know, they beat Kearney 13-3.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you look at it, Kearney is definitely on the correct side. If you look at the four teams and how they played throughout the whole tournament, the team from Minnesota and the team from Kearney are the third and fourth best teams in it. The first and second are playing on the other side of the bracket. It just so happened it worked out that way. But that is what happened. And so I think Kearney has a really good chance today to win. And I think South Dakota is going to have to throw a great pitcher today to get by the team that they're playing. So, you know, I would think that Kearney is in a really nice shape for only winning one game.
Yeah, and all their games, with the exception of the 13-3 game, the other games were close. They won one of the three tight ball games, whereas this team from Minnesota, they played a pretty tight schedule all the way through. They won a lot of tight games. So it is one of those things. You come up with that big base hit when you need it, you win, you don't, the other team's probably going to pick up the victory.
Exactly. And the team from South Dakota, did every game that they had was decided well in advance. Well in advance. They don't even know what a tight game is yet.
Yeah, so. And who knows, if they play a tight game, they may not be able to handle it, you know, at that point. So that's the great thing about the sport of baseball. You got a legitimate shot. I mean, if you play your game, you have a legitimate shot. And Kearney, I agree with you, is on the right side of the bracket on that one as well. So best of luck to them. 2:00, they are on ESPN2. And if you're looking for a place to maybe have some lunch, getting ready for the game, or, hey, call in sick, you know, have a little hooky today and head on down to Cunningham's Journal and be able to watch the game on some of their big screens that they have there at Cunningham's Journal. They'll have it on tonight, this afternoon at 2:00. And if you're getting tired of that same old lunch routine, forget the ordinary leftovers from yesterday and escape ordinary. Head on over to Cunningham's Journal, the place for great food, live entertainment, and of course, all your favorite sports, including the Little League game, which will be at 2:00. Cunningham's has delicious pub of gourmet burgers right off the grill. They just take it right off there, nice and warm, still sizzling, where you can just bite into your famous Juicy Lucy or the Juicy Jack. They got the Old Blue, the Buffalo Bill, barbecue, or you can create your own masterpiece. Choose from over a dozen flavors. Plus, don't forget their pizza for one person or bring in the whole crew. Salads for you folks who are watching your belly. And appetizers, ribs, sandwiches. Don't forget today's wings as well. Stop in every Wednesday and get 8 delicious wings for only $5. Or tomorrow, come in for a beer and a pub burger for only $6.49. If you can't leave work for lunch, stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6. The Little League game should still be going on around 3, and get a big-ass beer for only $3.50 or a well drink for only $1.50. When you're ready to escape ordinary, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to talk with Carl Davis from the Iowa Hawkeyes from Big Ten Media Days. We come back after this.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's all here at your Complete Nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your Complete Nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some scattered storms possible as we head through the afternoon hours today with a high temperature in the upper 80s as southeast winds stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered storms with a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
And welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show. As we've been talking about for the last few weeks, Big Ten Media Days brought to you by Misco Sports. Get your game on now at Misco's. They've been gearing up and keep you getting equipped for the games for years and will continue to do that for years to come with a storefront in Ord and a website coming soon. Also, the Chicken Coop in Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame-broiled buffalo wings. They're cooked over an open flame. Then one of our homemade sauces is seared onto the wing to give that one-of-a-kind flavor. They offer homemade-style pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, a kid menu, many other great items on the bricks in downtown Kearney, and also coverage of Big Ten Media Days brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Go to gidiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. And one of the teams I think is going to be pretty good in the Big Ten and somewhat of a dark horse. I know that Northwestern is kind of your dark horse and certainly a darker horse, if that's the right term, than what Iowa is, because Iowa is somewhat of a trendy pick. But I do think it may very well come down to Iowa and Nebraska that day after Thanksgiving to decide who's going to be heading into the Big Ten championship game. And again, at Iowa City, I just think that maybe Iowa has a little bit of an advantage, but they did lose three games at home last year, so I really think the West is pretty well open, and Nebraska's going to be right there.
Yeah, I think both those two teams are two of them you have to look at that have a realistic chance. And going into practice, these two teams are going to be looking at the season going, hey, our goal is to win this division. You know, Wisconsin's going to be tough. They're probably going to be the favorite just on paper. And Northwestern's schedule is the nicest. You know, the schedule that Northwestern has is the best schedule. There's no doubt that Northwestern has the easiest schedule of getting there. You know, Wisconsin maybe is the little bit of the best team. But when you look at Minnesota, you know, they got a tough schedule. But Iowa, Nebraska, you know, they're the two teams that, you know, when you get down to it, that's our final game. So that's what we're looking at is that game.
And Iowa does have a much more friendly schedule. They host Wisconsin. They host Nebraska. I think they travel to Northwestern, and that will probably be their toughest game in the Big Ten throughout the course of the year. And one of the things that Iowa is well known for is their strong offensive and defensive lines. And we did get together with Carl Davis, Iowa offensive lineman, at Big Ten Media Days and talked a little bit about what is perceived to be one of the stronger suits for the Iowa Hawkeyes this year, and that is his unit on the Iowa offensive line.
Chance to talk some Iowa Hawkeye football here on the Doug and Daddy Show out of the great city of Detroit, Michigan. Defensive lineman Carl Davis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Carl, thanks for the time. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm fine. I'm having a good time down here in Chicago.
Tell me you're an Ndamukong Suh fan.
Definitely. It's my favorite player. I never had a favorite player until I seen him play.
So is it okay to have a Nebraska player as your favorite player? Or is he a Detroit Lion?
Well, he's a Detroit Lion, too, so I can play it off with
that's
that.
That's all that matters?
So you probably didn't pay that much attention when he was wearing red. Is that the deal?
No, I actually did. I started watching him his junior year. And, before his fifth year, senior year, the year before that.
Right.
And then I just watched the guy, and it's a beast. So.
What about his game do you try to emulate? What do you like about his game?
Man, how physical he is, he's relentless. You know, that's one thing I want to add to my game more it's just been a, you know, a relentless pursuit. You know, he runs to the ball. I watch plays run, chase down a wide receiver from behind. You know, just being able to split double teams. You know, I mean, he's a defensive tackle that, you know, I feel like everybody should want to be like.
And you had a chance to play on Ford Field in high school.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good and bad experience. That was actually the only game I lost my senior year. We played Detroit County Central, and I lost. Yeah, that was the state championship. But and I'm not going to lie, when we came out for the warm-ups, it was hot out there. Like, I almost sweat out my jersey pretty much. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was, the lights or whatever, but they forgot to turn on the AC in there. So, yeah.
Well, you're probably used to some big environments because you're going to run into those. I mean, again, you guys sell out every game in Iowa City.
Uh-huh.
How does that make you feel when you walk out there and you see these huge places you get to play when you're playing the Big Ten?
It's a rush. You know, it can't be duplicated. You know, that's why, you know, the game of football is so great. You get to run out from 70,000, you know, and play in front of them. And, you know, they're rooting for you on third down or even, you know, away games where you play in those big stadiums. And, you know, I like feeling like the bad guy when you go in there. I'm like, yeah, I'm the bad guy. So what? And you come out there with a win. You know, it's just a great feeling. You know, college football is great. Football is great in general. You know, so, I mean, I love, you know, just being in our stadium for real. Kenny, we have some of the best fans in the country. We always, you know, we always fill up the stadium. And nothing better than, you know, third down, getting a sack or, you know, deflecting the pass, you know, and they go crazy and you get off the field.
Going to be a lot of new starters on the defensive side of the ball. Not that they're inexperienced necessarily, but if there is a weakness that other people would say, it's that you guys have to replace a lot of guys from last year's team. And we're talking with Carl Davis of the Hawkeyes. Tell us a little bit about the guys that are back and then who's going to be taking the places of some of the great guys that graduated.
Yeah, well, of course I'm back. Louis Trinkapasat, our other defensive tackle, he's a great player. He's relentless. He's always running to the ball and just making plays. Drew Rott, he's from the Nebraska area. And, I mean, he's just a guy. He just comes out and work hard every day. Then we got Mike Hardy. He's the other defensive end. And he stepped in there for us big this year halfway through the season when one of our other players got hurt. And then at the linebackers, we have Quentin Austin. He's a senior also. He's just been waiting his turn, and he knows what he's doing, you know. I feel like we won't miss a beat with him in there. You know, he's basically going to be the heart for us, you know, make all our calls and make sure everything, you know, gets rebutted to us and everything. But, you know, I really don't know who the other two linebackers are going to be. You know, that's up to the coach. You know, everybody still has to prove themselves in camp. And, you know, I think, you know, we got some corners. Desmond King, he was a young guy, made some big plays up for us. He was a freshman. He'll be a sophomore this year. We have Jordan Lomax, who'll be at safety. Johnny Louder came back. He's our other safety. And we're looking for another corner on that side. And, you know, it's always good when you got a lot of guys competing for one position because that's making everybody better. So, that's, you know, if a guy does go down, because we do play football, it's a tough game. And, you know, one of those guys can step in there and we won't miss a beat.
I do want to follow up with your comment about Drew Ott because he is right from our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what his game is and kind of, you know, what he brings to the locker room, among other things.
Drew is he's a funny guy, but he's, like, kind of laid back. He's a like true farm boy. He shows up to the complex and he'll have like on some overalls and with no shirt underneath with half of it off, and he has a beard, big beard with a mullet, you know. So, oh man, I mean, he's a great guy. He's pretty funny, and you know, and he just comes to work every day. You know, he brings intensity. You know, he's not really a big talker, but he loves having fun out there. Like, we joke around during practice, and you know, we try to make practice fun. And I mean, I love playing with the guy, you know. I mean, he stepped in as a young guy for us. He was a freshman when he first got on the field. And, you know, I'm really happy for him. And I'm sure this will be his breakout year. Honestly, people know his name for real.
We're talking with Iowa offense or defensive lineman Carl Davis here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is there a different feel going into camp this year than last year? I think there was pressure on Iowa starting last year. I don't think there's pressure this year. Maybe that's just what I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, we were definitely hungry going in. Like, you know, we hated having that sour taste in our mouth about being going 4-8. And right now, you know, losing five games, you know, so there is some pressure. You know, everybody say we had a good season last year. Like, yeah, we flipped it, but we lost five games also. You know, that's not good to me. That's not good enough for us, and we need to capitalize on that. So that is, we need to bring Hawkeye football back to, you know, where we're winning games and winning the big games. You know, we want to, you know, when we get in those bowl games, we play LSU, we need to capitalize on those, you know, winning those games. You know, we're in a close game with Ohio State. You know, that's our next step. We need to play in those big games and be able to close out and finish them. because we were in each one of them.
But, Carl, pressure might be a little bit different. A lot of people think Iowa might be playing in the Big Ten championship game. Is that pressure or is that not pressure?
That's definitely pressure because, you know, you got to live up to standards, even though, you know, we really don't listen to it too much. But we want to play in the Big Ten championship. I want to play. This is my senior year. So, yeah, there's pressure on me. Like, you know, to be able to make those plays as a senior, it's my responsibility to be a leader and try to help my team to get to Indianapolis.
What's the best part about being an Iowa Hawkeye? What your experience?
Oh, man. My experience of being an Iowa Hawkeye, the best, I don't know. I mean, just coming out playing at Kinnick Stadium, I mean, we got some of the best fans. You come out that tunnel and the student section, they're beating on the walls and you're coming out and you just kind of get that adrenaline rush and then, you know, they play the back in black and, you know, we all come out and, you know, do the swarm. And I mean, it's great, you know. I'm really glad I went to Iowa.
Nebraska, Iowa play the day after Thanksgiving, kind of that traditional game now. It almost seems like it was kind of a made-up rivalry. Has it grown into a little bit of a rivalry from your guys' perspective?
It's definitely a rivalry. We, you know, the first 2 years we lost, and, you know, we knew that it turned into a rivalry for us at least, you know, because, you know, we haven't beat Nebraska, and then we finally did this year. And, I mean, and I know they're going to want to get us back, you know. I mean, it's football, you know, you want to win games, and I think it's going to be a big rivalry down the road. And, I mean, I think it's starting to develop already. You know, we're bordering states. This year's game was a little crazy. You know, Coach Pelini was going a little crazy on the sideline from what we've seen. But, I mean, it's definitely going to be a good rivalry.
Coach Pelini just trying to stay warm because the year before it was not warm in Iowa City, my friend.
Man, it was cold, man. I actually dislocated a finger out there in that cold weather, so, you know, it was crazy.
You just froze to the turf, huh?
Yeah, but, yeah, actually, I was kind of happy we actually played in your stadium, in Husker Stadium this year. You know, they had those warm seats over there, you know, so we could sit over there and warm this up. You know, we don't got those in Kennedy. We sitting on the steel, so, you know, we sat on the warm seats, kept my legs warm, went out there and played.
I'll tell you what, Big Ten Championship, bigger bowl, more money, we get warm seats. That's how
there
it
you
works.
Warm seats, yeah, there you go.
That's all.
You
know, that'll be your legacy.
See, Nebraska, y'all had a couple national titles under your belt and stuff like that, so, you know.
Well, if this season plays out like many folks think, Iowa's going to be in the talk all year long for a lot of Big Ten championships, big-time bowl games, yeah. And maybe even more. So, Carl, best of luck throughout the season, and we'll see you at the end of the season when it's Huskers and Hawkeyes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
That's Carl Davis, Iowa defensive lineman. I misspoke earlier, and big fan of Ndamukong Suh. Loves how he plays and kind of has followed him over the years as well. He'll be playing right next to Drew Ott from Giltner, as he'll be on the end, and Ott will be a little bit more to the inside of him. So Carl Davis speaking to us, spending a little time with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we had that report for you, that interview from Chicago. And Big Ten media days. And you were right. You had a sense that I had the schedule wrong a little bit. Iowa does play host to Northwestern, which, again, helps them out just even a little bit more in terms of what you're saying and them being kind of a dark horse, somebody to keep an eye out for in the Western Division of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I just think it's really important when if you're making a prediction, if you're trying to predict something in August, I think it's really important. You have to look at the schedules. Yeah. You don't know how good Michigan State is going to be. You know, Michigan State had a turnaround season the year before. They had one of those 5-7 type seasons. Nothing fell, you know, right for them. And then next year, everything's fallen into place. They really got together as a group. You just don't know if they're going to be that same type of team. Are they going to be, you know, when you play Alabama, you've got a tough game on your schedule. Yeah. But to say that Michigan State's going to guarantee and be that good again, we don't know. That might be the wild card of the whole group in the Big Ten is Michigan State. But Iowa's schedule is nice to them. You know, if you look at Iowa's schedule, it is really good. Now, I think the average person looks at somebody like a Ball State and go, oh, well, that's an automatic win. Well, those haven't been wins for Iowa. No. Iowa has struggled with those type of people. Iowa State, they struggle with their non-conference game with Iowa State.
Well, that's a rivalry game.
Yeah.
You know, that's not like normal playing Iowa State. That's a huge rivalry game.
Yeah, and they just have really struggled. You know, they had to play Northern Illinois. You know, they've played some people. And Ball State, I think, went 10-3 last year. So, I mean, when their non-conference schedule is a little tougher just getting those first four wins out, and especially the way they play. They have to play well with their defense. They don't explosively beat somebody 56 to nothing.
Yeah, they don't have that quarterback who's going to throw for 450 yards. I mean, they just don't. That's why they have to be so strong on both the offensive and defensive lines, which has been their strong suit, being strong up there. It doesn't make for exciting football, but it does fit the image that you kind of have of the old-school Big Ten. They're really kind of one of those last old-school Big Ten kind of teams, the ones that are just going to try to punch you in the mouth, not try to outrun you, because there's some speed at Ohio State. There's a fair amount of speed, and they like to throw the ball around a little bit at Michigan State. But in terms of that old-school 3 yards and a cloud of dust kind of mentality, that still kind of fits Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa would be the perfect team to play outside in a small stadium where it is cold and freezing and windy. They have got the type of team. They're going, uh-oh. We got to play Iowa today. This is not a good deal. We want it to be really nice weather and really comfortable in front of 80,000 people.
You just described the game from 2 years ago at Iowa City last time they got together. Those were some terrible field conditions, and I believe Nebraska won that one 7-0. And I don't think there was 7 first downs between the two teams in the entire game. So there's Carl Davis from the Iowa Hawkeyes. We do want to remind you today that we've got a pretty important event going on around the Tri-Cities and in the Holdridge area. It is Central Nebraska and ESPN Superstation's Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive. And we still have some opportunities for you. There are some appointments available and all that stuff. But also, you can just walk in to our various locations and you can kind of find those, the YMCA. And you just log on to our website. There is going to be a banner there. And it will tell you what all the locations are in Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and in the Holdridge area. And rarely is there a time of year that needs more blood than during the summertime because, A, people are busy and can't donate. And summer is a busy time for travel and some other activities that sometimes can result in some injuries. And you can help save a life. Just give them a call in the Red Cross at 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can log on to redcrossblood.org. Presenting donors today will receive the latest commemorative T-shirt, and we'll give you some treats all day long. So let's rock while you roll up your sleeve for the Red Cross. And again, some of that information is available on our website as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll return back here to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and continue with the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across Central Nebraska.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
So baby, give me that let me get that running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s.
And welcome back here to the Midway Auto Dealership, Broadway. Take two. Welcome back here to Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. It's not that hard of a term to say, and certainly here's a term that you'll be able to deal with. 0% for 60 months. That's your financing from Midway, from Chevrolet. That's going to be continuing for some time to come. 60 months on 2014 Cruises, Malibus, and Impalas, 0% for 5 full years. Also, 2015 Malibus in stock now, and GM is offering an additional $1,000 rebate. That's only on the 2015 models. And the 2015 Silverado 2500s and 3500s in stock, GM is offering an additional $1,500 rebate on the work truck and the LT only. And, well, we have to congratulate a couple of Kearneyites as they announce the winner of the Midway Extreme Giveaway, Mike and Alexis Pennington of Kearney. They won a Kawasaki VN900 and a tandem skydive. So they get to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. That'll be kind of thrilling. And then ride off on a brand-new Kawasaki 900. Congratulations to them. Skydive Atlas helping to provide that as well. And congratulations to them on their extreme giveaway, jumping out of an airplane and then essentially landing on a motorcycle to ride off into the distance. Congratulations to them. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget their complete inventory is at www.thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Like Think Midway on Facebook as well and check out their inventory. Would you jump out of an airplane?
You know, what caught my – at the very beginning, you said they get to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It's not crashing or nothing. It still has fuel.
A perfectly good. I tell you what, if I'm going to jump out of an airplane, I want it to be a perfectly good one.
That's true.
And the guy, as scary
as it would be coming out of that.
And the guy that does my parachute, because there's no way I'm doing it myself. I want somebody that really knows what they're doing. And the guy that does that, I want that to be a perfectly good job, too, with my parachute.
I want to monitor that, though. I mean, not that I know anything about packing a parachute, but I want to go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. It has to pass my muster as well.
There you go.
But congratulations to Mike and Alexis, and that's a neat deal. ThinkMidway.com and providing that as well. Well, now we're going to turn from a thrilling thing like jumping out of an airplane and motorcycles to another thrilling sport that we've all tried a little bit, and that is the game of pool. And our producer, Merritt Lawson, is here. Yeah, you do that too. You kind of duct tape some things together around here. Merritt Lawson is here to join us, and he's with the group here in town in Kearney that is part of the APA, the American Pool Association, is that right? And registration for leagues going on right now, and he's got some details for us as well. Merritt, you got your name out there, you got your phone number out there. Talk a little bit about the league. When and where do you guys kind of get together to play a little pool and these teams that you're organizing?
Well, every Sunday night of the course of the week, we have about 8 teams now, and we hope to grow that with the registration, getting the word out and everything. But 8 teams go around to the local bars on Sunday night, and we play from 5 until around 9 o'clock, get 5 people to play per night with each team, and just have a good time, enjoy it. And it gives a lot of opportunities to enjoy your Sunday night, give you something to look forward to start out the next part of your week. And also there's big things that can happen if you play in the league, and you can make tournaments and even compete in Vegas.
How do you put together a team? I mean, if you don't have enough for a team, can you still kind of sign up as an individual?
Yep. If you want to just sign up as an individual, we'll try to best place you with the team. The best person to contact for that would be me, and I'll just throw out my phone number here, 308-233-1537. You can call me. I'll kind of ask a couple questions. Who do you associate with? What do you enjoy doing? There's the people who go out on Sunday nights and they want to drink the bar dry as much as they can, and there's the people who go there and just want to have a good time and play, and there's the people who take it highly competitive and want to win every single week and want to win every single tournament that they play in. So I'll try to put you with a team that you'll enjoy the most that you can.
I know which group I'd want to be in. However, I won't reveal this time.
We'll leave that.
But I did enjoy when you said about there's a chance to go to Vegas. So evidently, whoever wins this or the top two, three players or whatever, they get to go to Vegas. Explain that to me.
The team competition that happens every Sunday that we do, there's three sessions in a year, and then we'll take the top team from each session and they'll play in a regional tournament. And that was in North Platte last year. My team competed in it, a couple other teams from Kearney competed in it. And then if you are one of the top three teams out of that regional tournament that goes from Sydney to Kearney, all the 22 counties that the Western APA covers in Nebraska, if you quantify that, then you move on and those top three teams can compete in Vegas. And that is the national APA tournament that gets everybody from California to Florida. That even includes some Canadian pool teams and some Japanese pool teams, and it's the one biggest tournament.
They don't get to be an international championship. They're from Canada. They're Japan.
It's an international championship.
All right. I guess whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas anyway. And there's what, $1.5 million is the prize money?
Yeah, it's split out throughout all the teams, and it's a good time. And I've had people that have moved on from Kearney and they went to the international tournament in Vegas and had a really good time, and has a bunch of stories to tell. And sometimes it's not even about the pool that you play, because you're playing against some of the best people there, and even making that tournament is just a feat on its own. And the good thing about the APA is it gives you that opportunity. The hotel room's paid for. It'll give you a check to make sure that your team can get down there, and otherwise you just have to play pool and have a good time.
And that's pretty easy to sign up for. And again, we're talking with Merritt Lawson. Number to get a hold of him is 233-1537. I also would point out, they just call the radio station. Yep. Ask for Merritt. That's probably an easy way to do that, because if you're driving right now, you may not be able to write down the phone number. So you can just give us a call here at the radio station at some point and be able to talk with Merritt. Let's talk a little bit about what game do you guys play? I mean, when you guys are doing APA, what games do you guys play? Are you talking partners, individuals, a little bit of both? Go through that.
Sunday 8-ball that we have now is, you play with the 15 balls, you have solids, you have stripes, and you try to get down to the 8-ball and make the 8-ball last. We're trying to get a 9-ball league started up here on Thursday night. So 9-ball, the difference in that, you only have 1 through 9, and you try to go in sequential order, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But just making the 9. You can make the 9 on a combo as long as you hit the lowest numbered ball first.
Yeah. So that's an enjoyable game that we're trying to build up here. We had it for about a session or two in Kearney, and then interest kind of split, so we want to try to bring that back. There's enough people that I think if we get a team here or there that we could get 9-ball up here and get a good showing in Kearney and just have another team that has another opportunity to try to go to Vegas and have a good time.
I actually like 9-ball better than 8-ball, even though I probably played a lot more 8-ball. But it's been a while since I played, Merritt. I don't think my game is where it once was. Not that my game was ever good enough to get me in Vegas in the first place. There is some methodology there to try to, like you do in golf and with bowling and stuff, some handicapping. Talk about that.
The APA has this wonderful handicap system called the Equalizer. And it gives everybody the option to be successful and win. There is the lowest skill ranking of 2 in 8-ball to the highest skill ranking of a 7. And, if you were thinking that you're extremely rusty and that you would be a 2 in the APA and I am a 7, I would have to win 5, or I'd have to win 7 games before you win 2. And so if I just screw up once or twice, that's your match right there. And you can win the game. And the handicap system distributed throughout, so you might be a 4 and you're playing a 5, and that figures out to be a 3-4 race, and so it just works out. It gives you another thing to strategize with, and that's something that I enjoy doing. And so figuring out the strategy, who could play who in the best situation, and it could be just, hey, this is my friend that I want to play on this night, and so I'm going to play my friend, and I won't care who wins. Or it could be, I think that I might have a better opportunity to win versus this person than that person, and so I'll play them. It doesn't really matter. There's people, like I said, who just want to enjoy your Sunday, or people who really want to.
Is it all individual, or is it partners?
Right now, it's an individual setup and a team. The tournaments that it talks about that also could send you to Vegas are partners. I played in 2 8-ball double tournaments over the past 6 months, and I finished 2nd and 3rd in those tournaments with my partner. And so, you know, if I was in first place, that would be that trip to Vegas that would take care of the opportunity and thing on the bucket list. But if not, you know, just one more 8-ball shot here or there, and I could be there. So we'll just keep trying after it.
Yep.
Hey, you know, on this 9-ball, I think I've watched it on TV, and what happens is, you know, like you say, they have to win so many games. A lot. Sometimes it's the best 5 out of 9 or whatever. And it seems like if the guy or the female wins, they get to break again the next game. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, because I could
see. You may not get the stick back in your hand. Yeah, I was saying,
normally when I play, is no one sits down. You know what I mean? Because when I play and they miss, and then they know I'm going to miss right away. I might make one, but, you know, there's no sense sitting down. But these people, once they miss, I've noticed on TV, the guy will go over and sit down. And, I mean, really get in a comfortable position, because he may not shoot for about. He may not shoot again. I mean, could you imagine flying all the way to Vegas and you're in a 9-ball tournament? You miss one shot, and the next thing you know, that's the last shot. You got to shoot one shot. That's how good some of those players are. It's amazing.
There's definitely some skilled players, but I know that you won't run into that here in Kearney. even the best are still missing a couple shots here or there, so you'd still get the opportunity to play.
Good deal. That's good. That's good to know.
All right. What's your handicap here, Merritt? I haven't really ever pressed you on this issue before.
The exciting thing was this last match that I played, I was a 6, and I've been striving and putting a good session together and everything like that. And so after I won the last week that I played, I moved up to a 7, which is kind of one of the goals that I ever had. And so now I'm the highest skill level. I know that I'm not the best, but there's still room for improvement. But that was one thing that I was happy that I accomplished.
Yeah, that'd do it for me.
A lot of my friends are golfers, and they kind of do the same thing. And see, Merritt, when you get older, you're going to find out that that's not the goal. The goal's not to be a 7. The goal is to stay at a 6 or even move down at a 5 so you can win a lot of tournaments. See, and the guys that golf, that's not what they do. You know, they don't ever want to get themselves. They never put in their scorecard when they get a 36. They always wait for that 45. Then they take that into the clubhouse so they can add that onto their handicap.
It's about winning the second flight. Second flight usually is good. Good as the championship flight, generally. Just saying, that's how that really kind of goes. Merritt, what have we left out?
The other thing to express is that the team on a given night has to fit under a handicap. So, you know, I could be a 7, but if my 4 partners that I have playing on the team that night, you know, exceed the 23 rule, then I can't play. So even if you feel that you're not very good or you're extremely rusty or those type of things, we need the lower skill levels to help us fit in that handicap on a weekly basis and to play. And, you know, the last registration date is the 27th, this Wednesday at the end of the month.
Well, that's kind of neat that you can't just stack a team.
No.
You're not going to have 5 guys on there or 5 gals on there that are all 7s.
Yep. Everybody has a possibility to win with the handicap and the fact that we're capped off on a team at 23 as the skill level.
And again, as an individual, get a hold of Merritt, and he'll find a team for you as best they can. And it's, you know, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep, I enjoy it every Sunday.
All right, that's Merritt Lawson, our producer and also contact person for the APAs. They're signing up. Registration for the team is Wednesday, August 27th, so get a hold of Merritt. His number, again, is 233-1537, or just give us a call here at the radio station. You can just find us in the book. It's 236-9900. It's probably the easiest way. The fan line isn't necessarily the number you want to call on that. So just give us a call here at the radio station. We'll get you in contact with Merritt, and we'll get you all signed up. And again, a lot of fun. Pretty good way to get yourself a fun evening on Sunday night. But again, if you're a farmer, you have to worry about Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays. You have to make sure that everything is working properly on your farm. Well, one thing you won't have to worry about is your T&L center pivot irrigation system. New from T&L and the Precision Leak System,
web-based pivot control. While you're playing pool, you can just check out and make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to be. And if you have to make some changes, you can do it right there from your smartphone. You can manage your pivot with a computer or a mobile device with a simple internet connection anywhere that you can log on to the internet. Pivot start, stop, direction, application rate, speed, water pump control, just a few of the features that currently are available can also be programmed throughout their website. PrecisionLink and the PPC3 combined with TNL's hydrostatic design, continuous movement give you even water distribution, improved crop production, and efficient system management. Again, it'll save you some energy, it'll save you water, it'll save you time, and it'll make you money. That is the TNL difference. TNL, proven technology that works and lasts for a lifetime. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
If you got it, show it. That's right, baby. TDLC Cruise Night 2014 is Friday, August 8th in Hampton. We challenge all you Tri-City Hot Rods, Living Legends, and Central Nebraska Auto Club to put your hot rod where your mouth is on Main Street in Hampton, Nebraska, August 8th at 6 p.m. Sandwiches and drinks are provided. Family fun for everyone. Friday, August 8th at 6 p.m. on Main Street in Hampton, Nebraska. TDLC Cruise Night invites you out to show your shine. Cruise on into Hampton in August.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Joined with Katie Marshall again with the American Red Cross. Katie, we're getting closer to seeing those first donors come through the doors.
Absolutely. We're ready to begin today at noon, and we are so excited to see these donors come back. This is a very exciting drive for us every single summer, and we are just really looking forward to having all those people back. We're hoping to see well over 200 people walk through those doors between Holdridge, Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney today. So if you have time to set aside an hour and 15 minutes today, we would love to see you.
Where's everything going to be taking place?
Absolutely. If you're in Grand Island today, you're going to want to go to the YWCA. In Kearney, it's at the Red Cross Building. In Hastings, the First Presbyterian Church, and in Holdridge, we're at the Agriculture Center today. And again, it's until 6 o'clock tonight. So we expect that lunch hour and maybe that after work rush to be kind of busy. We have several people who have made appointments. We have lots of room left for anyone who wants to walk in. So if you have a chance today, especially during those mid-afternoon hours, we would absolutely love to see you.
This ain't a song for the broken-hearted.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of getting everything all wrapped up here on a Wednesday, which means since it's Wednesday, you still have time to sign up for the Holdridge Country Club Southwest Open, the 87th Southwest Open. Wrap your minds around how long that's been going on. It is coming up this weekend. Entry fee is only $95. It includes a free practice round on Friday,
free range balls, dinner on Saturday night, and the Calcutta. For more information, contact Brad Stoltz at 991-1875. Or, again, you can just look up the number for the Holdridge Country Club online. The number at the Holdridge Country Club is 995-5744. Or you can log on, since you're online anyway, head to their website at holdridgecc.com and get yourself signed up for the Holdridge Country Club 87th Annual Southwest Open. And I mentioned it yesterday, I really like the course in Holdridge. It's almost two separate courses, the old part out in the trees and all that stuff. I love their golf course. It's been a while since I played it last couple of years. And unfortunately, this weekend I got a couple of things to do. Otherwise, I'd go out there and go to the Southwest Open, but I do like that course, yeah. And I know you're a fan as well.
Well, you're right about Holdridge. Of course, they had the front nine,
yep.
And then, you know, they built the back nine at a different time, and I think that's the same thing.
It's really two different courses.
Well, people that understand Hastings, Southern Hills was the same way, you know, by where Adam Central School's at. That's the same type thing. They have their front nine, which is just really tight and trees all over the place. And then you got your back nine where you can hit about what you want to, you know, but it's a really longer and great big green. So, yeah, there are some courses like that. Worry Dunes this Friday. NTV has a tournament, and it's suicide awareness, and NTV's kind of putting it on. And it's at the Worry Dunes. It's a four-person scrambler. It'll start at about 1 o'clock, a shotgun start. Should get over by 4:30. You know, there's lots of prizes and stuff. And I think at the time, there's only nine teams in that entered. So there are nine openings left, you know, for that thing. So if you want to play in that, go to the NTV website and get online and play in that. And that's at the Worry Dunes. It's this Friday at 1 o'clock.
And a great opportunity to play a nice course as well. And a great project as well. I think Dave Greek's putting that on, really kind of spearheading that through NTV. That's kind of a neat environment. And again, great opportunity to play a great course on Friday as well. Hey, you could play there Friday, have your practice round over at Holdridge Friday night, and then, you know, got a couple of rounds of golf on Saturday and Sunday. You could make a nice little golf weekend out of that.
Couldn't think of a better time.
Yeah, and kind of wrapping it all up because, you know, starting next week, you know, that's when football practices, volleyball practices, all the fall sports seasons will really kind of kick into high gear coming up next week. As right now, everybody's kind of doing that conditioning. Well, we want to go through our Midtown Market Cooler question. Home of the hottest topics and the coldest beer. Yesterday's question, which team would benefit more from the proposed Kevin Love trade? Would it be the Cavaliers, who would get Kevin Love, or would it be the Timberwolves, who would get Wiggins and a couple of draft picks as well? And you're big enough in the NBA that you have a thought on this?
Well, I don't know if I have a thought on it. I don't know if I'm big enough in the NBA, but I know I do have a thought.
I'm not an expert, but yeah, I have a thought.
I think right away, immediately, Cleveland would benefit. I don't know about the long term, the long run of this. I think Minnesota, you know, if the Wiggins guy can come out and play and is as productive as people think, then that would be a good move for them. So it could be a win-win situation for both teams.
I think it is a win-win for both. Who gets the most? If you got to pick one, 60% of you said the Cavaliers, because I think it makes the Cavaliers immediate players for the East and perhaps even the whole NBA grand prize there. 60% said the Cavaliers with getting Kevin Love, and the Timberwolves got 40% of the votes because they would be building a nice team for the future. Today's question, our Midtown Mark Cooley question, is do you like the NFL preseason? Do you like the NFL preseason? Your options are yes, and of course, no, but we break down the no answers for you. No, it should be shorter, or no, it should be longer. This and the last one is, we don't care until the regular season. And again, I don't really watch the games very much. I understand they have to have preseason games, but I really don't care until the regular season.
Yeah, what's really interesting about this to me is you have guys, let's say there's a 48-man roster basically, or 53, you know, if you keep five extra guys. But can you imagine how important the preseason is if you're an athlete and you're trying to make a team?
Oh, yeah. It's everything.
And the families of this, all the families that are involved. So these guys want to have an opportunity to fail, at least. Give me a chance to get out on the field, and I had a chance to go out there and prove one way or the other. I mean, I think that's all that any athlete wants, even in junior high, JV, high school. You want to get that opportunity to play and go, hey, coach, hey, now I'm going to show you what I can do here. And hey, You play baseball and you go 0-for-5. At least you had to go out there and you had a chance to do what you needed to do. And I think that's the same thing, you know, with A baseball, double A baseball, triple A baseball. People go, well, I don't care about these things. I watch the major leagues only. Well, this is the only chance for preseason. We don't have those other things like, you know, double A, triple A baseball where the whole season goes on and you pick up these players. So the preseason, if you look at it this way, it is extremely important for these players to have an opportunity to show what they can do. And I think the coaches want to see that too, when what players they have. And, you know, a lot of these guys on their rosters, maybe they played for Seattle and they weren't good enough to make that team. But, hey, the Green Bay Packers saw the guy play and they go, hey, we need that guy. So it gives them an opportunity in the preseason to give them an opportunity to play. And hopefully our listeners will understand that.
And I think the folks over in Elm Creek certainly do, with Mason Brodin trying to make the St. Louis Rams, who's getting an opportunity on both sides of the ball to try to get himself into a roster spot. I pay a little bit of attention to the Dolphins because I'm a Dolphins fan, but I really am probably going to watch the Rams, some of their preseason games. And again, special teams, I'm sure he'll get a shot on special teams and certainly be looking out there and hoping the best for Mason, because exactly as you say, this is everything to those guys in terms of trying to make the roster. They make the roster, then they can kind of make their career after that, but you got to get that shot.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't followed the Maher situation here, the kid that plays
He's up in Canada.
Yeah, and I do that, and I know he had a great game. He had a tremendous day where he was special teams players of the week for the Canadian Football League. Well, there's an opportunity for somebody, you know, that's not in the NFL, but he can go out and make some money in the CFL. But, hey, there's a lot of players that come from that league to this league, you know what I mean, and come back to the NFL. So, again, you know, it's about opportunities, and that's why these preseason games, that's why they don't play two. You know, I heard some people say, well, they just need to play two preseason games. Well, they need to at least play four, you know, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, you need to get to kind of prepped up and get ready, get your team toned up, but you also have to figure out what your roster is as well. Well, time for us to wrap everything up. I want to certainly thank Carl Davis, Iowa defensive lineman, for joining us, as well as Bill Bonner, who's getting ready to get the Kearney Little League team playing at 2 o'clock today on ESPN2, and we'll keep you updated on how that game is going throughout the course of the afternoon here on the ESPN Superstation. Jim, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, well, I think I'm on Friday again.
You are back on Friday. Tomorrow, Seth Denny, special co-host.
Great.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
So we're dipping into the NTV fount just a little bit. Also, Paul Polinsky, UNK Athletic Director, will join us tomorrow at 11 right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim, thanks. We'll see you later, man.
Yep, you bet.
All right, we'll see you back here at 11 o'clock tomorrow right here. Yeah.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.